Is your God too small? When is the last time you saw God do something in your life so incredible that it just left you in awe? Today, I'm just going to tell some God stories from my own experience, from times that God just left me in awe when it was either incredible coincidence or it was God. You know, if something of a great coincidence just happens once, you can kind of write it off as coincidence. But when things happen again and again and again, that's hard to write off as a coincidence. Hi, my name is Brad Bright. This is the God is the Issue podcast, where we show how God is the issue in every issue. I grew up with a dad who believed God for incredible things. His name was Bill Bright. He was the founder of Campus Crusade for Christ. I remember growing up him telling stories, you know, when I was a child, of things that God had done, and they would leave me in awe. I remember one story he told. He had been over in an Asian country, and he was scheduled to speak that night at a big meeting hall, and he had heard that there might be some radicals coming to stone him. That was the rumor. So he arrived that night, and he went up on stage to speak, and sure enough, number of men around in the audience stood up with stones in their hands, and he immediately stopped speaking. And he asked the audience, he said, "Would you join me in singing praise to God?" And at the moment they started singing, every one of those men who had stones in their hands fled from the room, fled as though they were being chased by fire. You see, that's the power of God. Is that coincidence or is it God? And I remember him telling so many other stories over the years, stories about how God had provided financially, stories about how God had opened the doors for the gospel to go forward in areas that had not been open to the gospel for hundreds and hundreds of years. Those were the stories I grew up with. And yet, as I grew into a young man, I thought, you know, I know that if my dad believes God for something, I know it's going to happen. But what about for me? Will God do that for me too? I'll bet you some of you out there listening have asked that very same question. You say, I know God is all powerful. I know God can do anything, but will he do those things for me? Folks, today I'm just going to tell stories from my own experience of when I saw God do those things for me, starting with when I was a young child. When I was 8 or 9 years old, I decided that as a family, we needed to go to Hawaii. We needed a family vacation in Hawaii. And so during our family devotion time, I started praying that God would send us on vacation to Hawaii. Now, I knew we didn't have the money. Mom and Dad had chosen to be in full-time ministry. They had chosen to live a modest lifestyle. So we didn't have the funds to go vacation in Hawaii. I knew that. However, I kept praying. And Mom and Dad said, later on, they said, you know, we kind of cringed inside because we thought, oh, we're not sure that's the kind of prayer that God usually answers. And they didn't want to see me to be disappointed in God. But you know what? It was shortly after I started praying this prayer at family devotions, a friend of my dad came to him and said, Bill, we'd like to send you on a family vacation to Hawaii. Folks, one of the best vacations of my life. I remember it to this day. So let me ask you, was that coincidence or was it God? The next story I've told many, many times because it was a watershed moment in my life when I realized God really was listening. But it was when I was a freshman in college, Wheaton College up in Chicago. And I remember it's Christmas time and I was flying home. And so I arrived at O'Hare Airport and I walked in. And the airport was packed wall to wall with people. It's the most packed airport I've ever seen in my entire life, before or since. And I walked in and I thought, this is not good. But I didn't know what to do, so I just went and got in line to get my ticket to get on the plane. And as I was standing there, I realized, you know what? I'm not going to make this plane. And so out of just panic, I prayed, Lord, I need 10 more minutes. And I looked up at the board and it went click. That was in the days when they weren't all digital. I went click, and the flight had been delayed 10 minutes. And I went, oh, cool. And so I was standing there a little longer in line and waiting, and I realized I'm still not going to make this plane. So once again, I prayed a prayer of panic, folks. Maybe it was faith, but it was panic. And I said, Lord, I need 10 more minutes. I looked at the board and it went click. The flight was delayed another 10 minutes. And I went, oh, that's not cool. That's amazing. And what I realized was God was listening. And God cared about me. God wanted to have a relationship with me. And it was just a little way of him saying, Brad, I'm here. I got it. But my question for you is, was that coincidence or was that God? About 10 years later, I was living in Atlanta and I was running a foundation. It was a foundation to try to develop private sector alternatives to federal government programs. And it was something I was very, very interested in doing because I really felt like the private sector should be more involved in helping to feed the poor, helping to house the poor. But one day I realized, I think it's probably time for me to step down. But I wasn't sure, so I set aside 10 days just to kind of go through a process. I had a checklist. And at the end of those 10 days, the last thing on the checklist was to call my dad and just ask his advice. Now, why was my dad at the end of the checklist? Well, it's because he was out of the country. And I knew he wouldn't be back home until that 10th day. And so I went through my checklist, and then on the 10th day, it arrived. And I called my dad. And I said, Dad, I'm thinking of stepping down from the foundation. And he said, I know. And I said, what? I said, how could you know? I haven't told anyone, and you've been out of the country this whole time. How could you possibly know? And he said, well, as I was talking to God this morning, he told me, and I think you're doing the right thing. Folks, that was about the easiest career decision I have ever made in my life. When your dad says to you, oh, yeah, I God already told me about it, and I think you're making the right decision. I'll tell you what, easy decision. You know the decision I made. But here's my question for you. Was that just sheer coincidence, or was it God? Fast forward 5 years. I've gotten married in the meantime. I'm living up in Seattle, north of the University of Washington. And my wife Kathy and I, were working at the University of Washington with Campus Crusade for Christ, working with these crazy college students and loving every minute of it. But after our first year, where we'd been living about a half an hour north of Seattle, you know, away from campus and in an apartment we could afford, I just felt God was saying, Brad, I want you to move down into the university district. Now, folks, that the university district is an expensive place to live in, and we're on a missionary salary. But we just had this strong sense as we prayed about it that was God, what God was saying. And so we said, okay. And I said, well, let's tell the students what God is telling us. And Kathy was a little hesitant at first because she said, well, what if God doesn't provide? What will that do to the faith of the students? And I said, honey, I cannot worry about God's reputation. God needs to worry about his own reputation. What I need to be concerned about is doing what he tells me to do. And frankly, she agreed. And so from that moment on, we let people know, and we were trusting God to provide. For the summer, we put everything in storage. We left for the summer on a summer missions project and came back 2 weeks before school started. Well, we looked all over the place, couldn't find anything we could afford. The best we could do, and it was pushing our budget, was a 500 square foot apartment space. And that really wasn't what God was calling us to do. I sensed he wanted us to use a home to entertain students and to be able to bring in large groups of students in a 500 square foot apartment wouldn't cut it. Now, early on in those 2 weeks, I called my dad. I said, Dad, this is what God has put on our hearts, and we want to do this. I said, can you think of anyone possibly in the area that might be willing to buy a home or rent an apartment for us so we can minister to these students? My dad said, you know, I really can't. And he said, frankly, you're probably wasting your time. And I got off the phone and went, if my dad can't believe God for something like this, who do I think I am anyway? But you see, God was just getting ready to act. That Sunday afternoon, we got a call from this woman we had never met before in our lives, didn't know who she was. But she said, yesterday I was talking to my sister, and she told me about you guys, that you're wanting to move into the university district and have a home where you can entertain and minister to students. She said, could you come down and have dessert with us on Wednesday night, come down to our home? And I said, sure. Now, the thing about that, though, was that was our second wedding anniversary as well. But I just sensed God was doing something, so I said, yes, we'll be there. On Wednesday night arrived, we walk into their home, we chat for a few minutes, we sit down, and then the wife starts telling her story. She said, Saturday, I was over at my sister's house, and she started telling us about you guys. This young couple on staff with Campus Crusade for Christ who wanted to find a home in the university district so they could minister to the college students. She said, that was Saturday. Then Sunday, she said, I was sitting in church, and God said to me, you know that money you've put away that you saved to buy a vacation home down in Newport Beach? And she said, yes, Lord. He said, I want you to use that money to go buy a home for this young couple. And she said, okay, Lord. I think she was a little taken off guard, but she clearly heard God say that. She said, okay. She said, so that's why we asked you to come down here. We wanted to meet you. And the husband said, okay, here's your budget. Go find a home. We'll buy it. But he said, you know what I'd really appreciate? Would you mind paying the utilities and the taxes on it each month? I said, well, yeah, we'll do that. Well, Kathy and I went away that night. We went and had dinner for our anniversary. But we sat at dinner looking at each other over the table, just staring. Like, what just happened? I think anybody watching would have never guessed we were celebrating our second wedding anniversary. We were just stunned. Do you know what it means to be stunned? That night, I knew what it meant to be stunned. I was in shock, but in gratitude to God. Folks, the next day we went and we started telling the students and everybody what God had done. But the most fun part of the whole thing was I got to call my dad. My dad, whose faith was incredible, he picked up the phone. And the first thing I said to him was, oh, ye of little faith. And then I told him the story. You know, I have never seen a man so excited about being told, oh, ye of little faith, than my dad was on that call that day. He was excited with us to see how God had provided. Now, folks, you may call that incredible coincidence, or you can call that God. About 15 years ago, we were having a strategic planning session and budget planning session for Bright Media Foundation, and it went over a period of 2 days. And I remember at the end of the second day, we kind of had our plan in place, we had our budget in place, and I remember saying, well, we've got the plan, we've got the budget, we just don't have the money. We'll see what God does. Well, the amazing thing, it was right about that time, a family friend had called, longtime family friend, and I didn't pick it up because we were still tying up all the planning session and everything. So I didn't call her back till the next morning. But when I called her, and she answered the phone, and she said, well, Bradley, I was just calling to tell you that I stuck a check for $1 million in the mail yesterday for Bright Media Foundation. And I went, thank you so much. Here's the thing, though, folks. I had never asked her for money. I never asked her for money at all. Secondly, she had no idea that we needed money or that we had been in planning session at all. She had no idea of any of that. And yet, at exactly the right time, she called with the check that we needed. Folks, either that was coincidence, incredible coincidence, or it was God. What do you think? Folks, I don't have enough faith to believe that all of these things are coincidences. You see, I believe in a God who works all things together for the good, for those who are called according to his purpose, for those who love him. I believe God is looking for opportunities to touch our lives in ways that will build that relationship with him, that will build that trust relationship. Because folks, you see, faith is like a muscle. The more you use it, the bigger it gets. And as faith grows, so does our relationship with God. And more than anything else, that is what God wants. Folks, right now, I've had a lot of experiences over the years, and now God has taken me to the big time. I've got cancer, and I'm learning to trust him in the midst of my cancer. He hasn't told me whether or not he's going to heal me. All he said is, Brad, I want you to trust me. And I've said, okay, that's what I'll do. So folks, here's my question for you. Has God given you something to trust him for? Something hard, something bigger than you're accustomed to? Is he whispering in your ear, just trust me? Folks, we serve a faithful, powerful God. I encourage you just to trust him. Trust him in the midst of whatever it is that's going on in your life right now. Because here's why. As you trust him, you learn to love him and you experience his love for you. So folks, in any situation, when we see God work, it's either coincidence, an incredible coincidence, or it really is God. Folks, God is the issue in every issue, especially at times when things just cannot be coincidence. This is Brad Bright. Thanks for joining me today. And folks, if this has been meaningful to you and you can think of someone else who needs to hear this, please share it with them. Please do, in order to be an encouragement to them. Thank you very much, and God bless.